Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Writing a Proposal for Your Dissertation Guidelines and Examples by Stephen R. Terrell is a practical research methods guide for doctoral students who are preparing the formal proposal stage of a dissertation, published by Guilford. The book focuses on the social, behavioral, health, education, business, and information systems fields, where dissertation proposals usually require a clearly justified problem, researchable questions, a literature-based rationale, and a defensible method. Rather than treating proposal writing as a single large academic task, Terrell breaks it into smaller components that correspond to the major chapters and sections of her proposal. The book explains how to formulate a problem statement, purpose statement, research questions or hypotheses, literature review, and data collection and analysis plan. Its purpose is instructional and applied to help students move from a broad topic to a coherent document that can be reviewed by advisors and committees. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, transforming a broad dissertation interest into a defined research problem. A central contribution of the book is its attention to the early conceptual work that precedes formal writing. Many doctoral students begin with a general area of interest, but a dissertation proposal requires a specific problem that can be justified, investigated, and connected to existing scholarship. Terrell emphasizes the need to distinguish between a topic, a problem, a purpose, and research questions. This distinction matters because weak proposals often collapse these elements into a vague statement of interest. Often, a topic identifies a field of inquiry, but a problem explains what is not yet understood, inadequately addressed, or practically significant. The purpose statement then specifies what the study will attempt to accomplish, while research questions or hypotheses define the inquiry in operational terms. By separating these layers, the book helps students create logical alignment from the beginning. This approach also prepares students for committee review, where proposals are often evaluated for coherence, feasibility, and scholarly relevance rather than enthusiasm for a subject alone. Secondly, building proposal chapters through a sequential writing process. Terrell presents proposal writing as a staged process rather than a last-minute compilation of academic sections. The book walks students through the major components of a dissertation proposal, including introductory framing, literature review, and methodology. This structure is useful because each chapter depends on earlier decisions. A literature review should not be a general report on everything related to a topic. It should support the problem, identify gaps, and justify the chosen study. Similarly, the methods chapter should not appear as an isolated technical plan. It should answer the research questions in a way that is consistent with the purpose and design. The end of chapter writing exercises reinforce this incremental logic by asking students to produce pieces of their own proposal as they learn each component. This makes the book more than a reference manual. It functions as a drafting system, reducing the risk that students will read about proposal writing without making progress on the actual document. Connecting research questions, hypotheses, and methodological design, the book gives significant attention to the relationship between what a study asks and how it should be conducted. In dissertation proposals, research questions and hypotheses are not decorative elements. They guide design, sampling, data collection, and analysis. Terrell addresses this by explaining proposal expectations across quantitative, qualitative, and mixed methods traditions. Quantitative proposals typically require measurable variables, hypotheses or focus questions, and an analysis plan that fits the data. Qualitative proposals require questions suited to interpretation, experience, process, or meaning, along with methods for collecting and analyzing rich textual or observational data. Mixed methods proposals must explain why combining forms of evidence is necessary and how the strands of inquiry will relate. This methodological comparison is valuable because students often choose a design before clarifying what their study actually needs to know. Terrell reverses that tendency by showing that method should follow the research problem in questions, not personal preference or convenience. Fourthly, using examples to make proposal conventions visible across disciplines. One reason the book is accessible is its use of examples from fields such as education, psychology, health sciences, business, and information systems. Dissertation proposal conventions can be difficult to learn because they are partly explicit and partly embedded in academic practice. Students may be told to write a strong problem statement or justify a method without seeing what those expectations look like in context. Terrell addresses this gap by showing how proposal elements function in applied disciplinary settings. The examples do not replace institutional guidelines, but they make the underlying logic more visible. They also help readers understand that proposal writing is not simply formulaic. The same structural components must be adapted to different research problems, populations, data sources, and methodological assumptions. This is especially helpful for students whose programs expect independent scholarly judgment but provide limited models. The examples give enough concreteness to reduce uncertainty while still leaving room for students to develop original studies. Lastly, supporting self-assessment through checklists, quizzes, and model proposals, the pedagogical design of the book is another important feature. Terrell includes learning aids such as key term checklists, end of chapter quizzes with answers, drafting exercises, and appendices with sample proposal material. These tools serve different purposes. Checklists help students confirm whether they understand the vocabulary of proposal writing, which is important because terms such as problem statement, purpose, variable, method, and analysis can be used inconsistently across programs. Quizzes encourage active review rather than passive reading. Writing exercises translate chapter content into work on the student-owned proposal, which is essential for a skill that can only develop through drafting and revision. The sample proposals, including variants for quantitative, qualitative, and mixed methods designs, provide a comparative view of how methodology changes the shape of a proposal. This combination of explanation, practice, and models distinguishes the book from guides that offer general advice but do not give readers a structured way to test and apply what they are learning. In conclusion, this book is best suited for doctoral students who are approaching the dissertation proposal stage, especially in social science, behavioral science, education, health-related, business, and information systems programs. It is also useful for advisors, methods instructors, and dissertation support courses that need a structured text for guiding proposal development. Its main practical benefit is that it helps students move from uncertainty to a workable draft by clarifying the function of each proposal component and by linking writing tasks to research design decisions. Intellectually, it encourages students to see a proposal as an argument for a study, not merely a set of required headings. The book stands out among dissertation writing guides because it combines chapter-by-chapter explanation with applied exercises, discipline-spanning examples, and explicit attention to quantitative, qualitative, and mixed methods proposals. Some guides focus mostly on academic style, motivation, or general dissertation survival. Terrell focuses more concretely on the proposal as a research plan that must demonstrate alignment among problem, purpose, questions, literature, data collection, and analysis. That practical alignment makes the book especially valuable for students who need a bridge between research methods coursework and the formal expectations of a dissertation committee. If you would like to support Stephen R. Terrell, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.